457 worker visas have certainly been the flavour of the week. Changes to the visa kick in on Saturday, reducing the amount of time foreign workers can stay in Australia after their job finishes from 90 to 60 days. Peter Dutton is the Federal Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, and he joins us now on RN Drive. Hi, Peter Dutton.
Hi, Patricia.
The Fair Work Commission in 2010 and an independent report commissioned by the government in 2014 recommended a 90-day period. So that's why it happened. Why ignore this advice now?
Well, Mr O'Connor, who was then the employment minister in the Gillard government, flagged concerns with the 457 visa toward the end of the Gillard government. We commissioned an independent review, had a look at aspects of the 457 visa program, and we've made some of those changes. Mm-hmm. But Tricia, why are we talking about it now? Because it's a red herring that's been thrown up by Bill Shorten to try and distract away from the Labor Party's division over the bill that we've got before the Parliament. And Mr Shorten still has 26 members within his own ranks who have spoken out against the bill. And frankly, it's a pretty tardy effort to try and distract away from that division within the Labor Party. So that's why we're talking about it at the moment. I think that's why it's come up from Mr Shorten in the last...
When you're referring to the bill, you're talking about the lifetime ban on refugees. Is it the bill
yes.
you're referring to? Right. So you're saying Labor's raised 457, so they're not talking about this bill.
Of course, and that's a deliberate strategy. The trouble is that Mr. Shorten's kicked a massive home goal because in the end, there were more 457 visas issued under his time as employment minister than any other minister prior to him or any of his successors. So Mr. Shorten had a huge increase in the number of 457 visa issues.
And Mr. Shorten's response to that has been that the labour conditions have changed dramatically since then. Of course, you know, with the mining boom, the conditions were pretty different. And, of course, employment conditions do change. So
well,
the conditions need to meet the visa.
But there's a great graph that's going around at the moment which shows the ANZ job index flatlining during Mr. Shorten's period as employment minister, and yet there being a massive spike in the number of 457 visas issued. And all I'd say is that, you know, don't look at what Bill Shorten says. Look at his track record, what he's done. And at the moment, I think, you know, he's running this big con job of saying, look over here, look at the 457 issue that I want to bring up because, you know, I saw some benefit politically in pursuing this to try and distract away from his own ways. I just think people should call it out for what it is. The issue that we're dealing with at the moment is to try and get women and children off Nauru, but to do it in a way that doesn't restart boats.
Okay, I understand that. But today, the government has continued the conversation on 457s. You've announced these changes. I know they were gazetted in late October. So why re-announce them today? You're saying Labor's using this issue to distract away from the lifetime ban of asylum seekers. But you're also doing the same thing.
I just think, Patricia, it's important to point out that even though Mr. Shorten's trying to create this big distraction, he's actually been caught out lying about the facts. And so we've pointed out the fact that it went from 28 days to 90 days under Labor. On the recommendation of the committee, we've reduced it back to 60. It was gazetted in October, so it was no big issue. And Mr. Shorten has misrepresented the position. And why has he done that? Because he's desperate to try and distract away from the division of the Labor Party on border protection policy. And their division continues up to this very day. And the problem for us is, as a country, that people smugglers will be hearing this message. And what I don't want is a repeat of the deaths at sea and new arrivals filling the vacancies that we're creating in the regional processing countries.
On that issue, I'm really interested in this argument you're making. Do you have any evidence yet that the people smugglers are getting a mixed message? I know you're trying to exert maximum political pressure on Labor to vote for your bill, saying that it, you know, the US deal should have this other side, this hardline law. But where's the evidence that they are hearing this and that they're changing their business practices?
Well, Patricia, there are 16 agencies and government departments that are involved in Operation Sovereign Borders, including our intelligence agencies. So I'm not going to go into all of the detail, but I can tell you that the people smugglers have a very sophisticated social media network. They have the ability to text and message out to would-be customers, to innocent women and children and men who are being coaxed to pay money to get onto a boat. And they respond within hours. They look at what premiers say. They look at what the Prime Minister says, what I say on the topic.
Okay. Do you have any specific advice that your agencies have given you saying that Labor saying they won't support these laws is giving them some kind of belief that they should bring back the boats?
Patricia, I'm just not going to go into it, but all I can say to you is that they follow and they respond within hours of the words said by Australian political leaders. They follow it very closely because they use it as a marketing tool and as a marketing opportunity, and that advice, that intelligence has been consistent for a long period of time. These are sophisticated, organised criminals. They are trading in human beings, which is just for them another commodity. They move on to guns, or they move on to drugs, or they're running prostitutes. They're involved in sexual servitude. The people that they move on boats are just another commodity, and they are terrible, evil people, and they are sophisticated. They do monitor what we say. When I say that we've got 2,000 children out of detention and closed 17 detention centres, they're out there messaging, saying, if you've got children, pay now, hop on the boat.
But the language you've previously used about using a country in the past, New Zealand was the one we often talked about, is sugar on the table, you know, that people will be able to market and say, you'll get to the US. That's what you're worried about. So how are you trying to combat that message? I mean, it has to be more than just this lifetime ban as well, because at the moment they're hearing that these people will get to go to the US.
Well, we've been very clear in saying that people that are on the regional processing or in the centres at the moment, or out in the community in Nauru or Manus, they are the only people that this deal applies to. So new arrivals will not under any circumstance be going to the United States. So we've messaged that out. There are other ways in which we communicate and get messages out across networks, and all of that has been undertaken. I mean, this operation has been in the planning for many months, and we intend for it to be executed successfully. I don't want women and children drowning at sea again. I don't want kids in detention in Australia again. And we need to provide the best opportunity to take people out of the detention centres without new arrivals filling the vacancies. So there are many aspects to the work that we're doing, including messaging into the region. We've done that successfully in Operation Sovereign Borders before. And we need the people smugglers to hear a very clear and consistent message, both from the Prime Minister and the alternative Prime Minister of this country.
Are you confident you can get the laws, the changes through now without Labor anyway?
I don't want to rely on the independents or anyone else. This is a job for Labor. We don't have a balance of power problem in the Senate if the Labor Party steps up to the mark. And Mr. Shorten proudly said during the campaign and since that he's on a unity ticket with Malcolm Turnbull when it comes to border protection policy. Well, nothing can be further from the truth. And this is why this, you know, 457 distraction shiny ball has been thrown out there, because he knows that he's made the wrong decision. Sure. He knows that he's had 26 members who went out opposing the bill before he could open his mouth. And I think this is a real problem for Mr. Shorten, and we need the Labor Party to step up, not the independents, because...
But either way, you need to get your laws through. You might want to say that, but you need to get your laws through. So Labor's made it clear they don't want to vote for them. Have you got another pathway through?
Well, we can talk about tactics another day. I mean, that's an issue for us.
But do you think you can get the laws through without Labor? Because that's their position.
I think the laws must get through to give us the best opportunity to stop votes. And at the moment, we're weakening our position as a nation because of the division on this issue, and I think that is a green light to people smugglers, and I think that is a complete disaster put forward by Mr. Shorten, and I think he should review his position.
Peter Dutton, in an interview earlier today, the Prime Minister said Gillian Triggs would not continue as President of the Australian Human Rights Commission after her term is up next year. Is that a decision that's been quietly made by the Cabinet, which the Prime Minister announced, or is that his own decision?
Well, Patricia, as you're an astute observer of politics, you'll know that, I don't comment on Cabinet discussions, and B, it's an issue for Senator Brandis and the Prime Minister. I've made my views well known in relation to Professor Triggs, and I don't think it would surprise anyone to say that she's not going to be renewed for a second term in that role. I don't think that would come as a surprise to anyone.
No, it's not a surprise at all to me, but what's a surprise is that the Prime Minister said it. So I'm wondering what the process has been. Were you aware that she was not going to be renewed? I mean, was that what you expected?
I mean, as I say, I'm just not going to comment on Cabinet discussions, what was discussed there or not. It's an issue for Senator Brandis, the responsible minister, and for the Prime Minister.
Has the government's criticism of Professor Triggs made the job a bit of a poison chalice?
I think in the end people create a rod for their own backs, or they create great opportunity in these positions. I mean, these are highly paid positions. They come with a great deal of responsibility. People need to conduct themselves in accord with the high office that they occupy, and people will make their own judgments about Professor Triggs and others that have been appointed by the previous government. I think this government's been very clear in our position. We've been concerned and disappointed on a number of fronts, but again, it's an issue for others to debate.
Peter Dutton, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Patricia. All the best. Thank you.
And that's the Federal Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, joining us there. 0418 226 576 is our number if you want to text in. 457 visas being raised today by the government, although Peter Dutton says that the only reason Bill Shorten wants to talk about this issue is to distract away from this bill, the lifetime ban on asylum seekers from offshore detention, yet the government's also talking about it today, announcing its own policy or re-announcing. 0418 226 576, that's the number you can text us on. What do you make of this emphasis on 457 visas? Is it a live issue in the community? Is the government and the opposition right to pick this up? Is this a real concern for you? And also, I suppose, this pressure that the government's putting on Labor to vote for the lifetime ban. What do you make of that? 0418 226 576.